Shade, invite me. I will. frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no frente que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Hello.
Welcome back to Odds and Ends. I'm your guest host, Xavier Weinkoop, and this is your main host, Silas Conlon.
Thank you. Thank you for the intro. That's my, what's the guy's name on the Tonight Show? You're the Higgins to my Jimmy Fallon.
Wow, I'm honored.
We came in late a little bit because we were playing Ultimate, so apologies about that.
We won, though.
And then my computer is being a little bit dumb and forgot that it was charged last night. And so it is restarting right now. But luckily I found that song on the software that's just on the computer, Mas Que Nada. Great song.
Great song.
And now I'm looking for another one.
It's okay. The computer takes after its owner, Silas.
Okay. You know what? Do you have anything to say while I try and find another song on this?
Other than roasting you? I don't have that much.
Sure.
But, yeah, so today's show, we're going to have in some experts on certain subjects. Silas knows a couple people.
Tonight's a show of interviews. We wanted to be a little more high class because Eli is gone. Oh, yeah, I should have explained that. Eli's in Mexico City.
Oh, yeah, I'm not Eli. We miss Eli, though.
We do miss Eli. Maybe he's listening, but probably not. He sort of forgets about me when he's not around.
Out of sight,
out
of mind.
Doesn't reach out or anything. But who can blame him?
Just give a shout out to my mother is listening.
Shout out Lisa. Shout out London, future roommate.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. And Spotify is still not open on my computer. It's been booting up for like 10 minutes.
So we're going to start a GoFundMe to get Silas a new computer.
That's true. And so while
we can reach $200, that will be better than his current computer.
Oh my God. I should just get a Chromebook, honestly. Disposable computer. Okay. We're going to do Is This It by The Strokes, because that's on here.
I'm just
Joining us now, this is Silas. And that was The Strokes as a set. My computer is finally up and running, so yay about that. Joining us now, an expert on aviary mating patterns, coming to us from jolly old Scotland, Seamus Finnegan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, funnily enough, I don't have an accent. I grew up in...
Really? Yeah. I heard a tinge of one when you introduced yourself, or when...
No, that's my friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for joining us as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I grew up in New York, but...
You definitely have an accent. Can I just point that out? It might not be Scottish, but it is an accent.
This is my voice. But anyway, you said you wanted to hear about aviary mating.
Yes.
And... As
that
everyone
you are the
knows,
expert.
I am the expert, yes. And as everyone knows, this is prime robin mating season.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And funnily enough, Tufts is actually
a hub.
You
say that a lot, funnily enough. It's interesting.
Could you not point out your quirks of your guests?
It's just interesting.
You know what else
is interesting?
I'm
meeting you for the first time, and this is what I do when I meet someone for the first time.
No, it's very interesting. You know what else is interesting? Tufts is actually a hub for robin mating.
Really?
Yeah. This
I had no
building
idea.
Itself has seen trillions of little robin hatchlings born on the rooftop. That's why I'm here, actually.
Curtis Hall?
Yes, Curtis Hall.
Oh, that's why you were around.
Yeah, that's I was stalking around this building.
Okay.
And you found me outside on the sidewalk.
You looked like an expert, and I just wanted to talk to you, you know?
Thank you, yeah. I get that a lot, actually. I look like I really like birds.
So tell me, this is prime time. Like, what behaviors should we be looking out for when robins are trying to mate?
That's a good question. Actually, that is a great question because it is a little dangerous out there right now.
Oh, is
it? Robins can become quite aggressive, especially the females, when trying to mate. Often, you will see them dive bombing cars and actually going straight through windshields. It's a it's a not very well known fact about robins that they have beaks the strength of titanium, so they can break straight through windshields. They usually don't use it except in the mating season. So keep those windshield wipers on to hopefully whack the robins away before they hit your windshield.
I mean, this sounds like a hazard. Is it, like, are you suggesting that we do something about the robin population? Is this a problem?
You know,
they don't seem to be in danger. There's a lot of them out there.
Back in 1749, let me tell you a story. Funnily enough.
He really is an expert. This is amazing.
Yeah, back in 1749, they did try to do something. There was the Great Robin War of Medford and Somerville. It was a combined effort, and 5,000 people died. The robins decimated the population.
I've never heard of this.
And so we actually have just learned to coexist. And so my recommendation is close off the streets, stay out, stay inside, stay out of the sun for these next 5 months of robin mating season.
I am confused. So they seem to be targeting humans as a way to mate with each other?
It's kind of it's like a showing off method. It's like it's like peacocking. It's how many humans can you take out?
Wow.
And some of them are really, really famous in the robin community.
Wow, I'm scared to leave this building, I must say. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Seamus Finnegan.
Of course, thank you for having me.
I'm really glad to hear your perspective.
Can I get access to your roof?
I'm a little bit worried about why you want to go up there when the robins are definitely gonna kill you. But I don't see why not.
Thank you for coming in, Finnegan. It's great having you. Next up we have...
Back-to-back Charlie XCX. I have the worst computer in the world. Why is this not working? Okay. Keep talking.
Okay,
Let's try.
Well, that was great to hear from...
Okay, we got it.
control. Like it on cold, but I like your drugs. Sit in my blood, maybe too much, never enough. I am your dog, I'm on your flow. All that you want, but I like your drugs. You get all worked up, loving you, but it's not enough. Loving you from the air like
Well, hello, welcome back. That was Tear in Space by Glass Animals, one of their new songs. And we have another special guest for you. It's a pretty exciting episode. So today we have in, all the way from Austin, Texas, a specialist the children's book, Frog and Toad.
Yes, sir.
His name is Crash Bandicoot.
Yes, sir. My name is Crash Bandicoot. You can call me Mr. Bandicoot.
So, Crash, could you tell us a little bit about how you got into this field?
I mean, I love the books growing up.
Of course.
I love the books growing up. I had a babysitter. Her name was Nance. Nance read me those books. And... is this fun?
Crash, are you okay over there?
And boy, did I do love them. And then... I get to college. I had forgotten about the books entirely. I get to college. And what does my college roommate, his name is Malcolm. I show up on the first day. Texas A&M, go
Longhorns.
Longhorns.
Yep.
Go Longhorns. And what does he have on his shelf? He's got a first edition of Frog and Toad. That's right.
First edition.
And I thought, oh my God. Oh my God, it has come back to me. And from there on out, he read it to me every night. I said, Malcolm, you have to read me this book. And I would go to sleep in his arms.
That is so sweet. So
and he would read me Frog and Toad.
You and this Malcolm guy, did you have a special bond going on? Are you?
It kind of just started and ended there. We didn't talk. We didn't hang out much. But he would read me Frog and Toad every night, and I thought of Nance.
Wow.
Malcolm Nance.
So, getting, like, after that, what turned you into an expert? How do you get into the field? And could you describe a little bit about that?
Well, see, it's not so much of a field. It's kind of just me. And Malcolm. I'm sort of the frog to his toad. There's a whole...
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
As you can see, I am dressed as frog.
Of course,
complete
yeah.
with webbed hands.
And a mask. Yep.
These days I do mostly ribbit.
Well, I really appreciate you talking on this show.
It's if my voice sounds a little weird, if I pop in and out of my accent a little bit, it is because I am accustomed to ribbiting nowadays. But you asked me how I got into this field. Yes. Which I already kind of answered, but okay. Come up with a better
how
question.
Let me rephrase the question. Well, how do you make a living in this field?
What you do is... Do you know what fanfiction is?
Yes, I'm familiar.
See, there's a whole world out there. A whole world out there for consumers of fiction that is based on a established piece of media. But there are a few extra twists and turns. And you see, what I do is I write Frog and Toad fanfiction.
That's fascinating.
I'll just say it. Yep, that's what I do.
Well, it was truly great hearing from you. Before we get into the next couple of songs, I just have to ask you one question. Could we please just hear a ribbit or two?
Ribbit.
What's I want, I do what I like, I don't watch this, I don't fear nobody, nobody. Point and kill, if I want it, it's mine, you can't stop me, hey!
Family no go so far, oh, in my lifetime, they be fine doing proper, no lie. Give me strength, let me prosper. Daddy say you want me to be lawyer, be doctor, riff raff, kitty gun, window shopper. Oh yeah, fine boy, take away auntie, bougie, akile, oh I fancy when I see a type.
Point and kill, if I born it, it's mine. You can't stop me, hey, you can't stop me, oh.
It was a stormy night, You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you, you. The night was long, the night went on. We were cooling out through the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. McGanny told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. Work it pleasing me, cause it can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you just don't wanna be down. I have a home, and I take it everywhere I go. Cause I'm planting seeds, so I reap what I sow. He's moving like a rolling stone. I can't control the soul flowing in me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. See, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work it pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree.
Okay, and that set, this is Silas, by the way. And that set, we heard Point and Kill by Little Sims. And then we heard Apple Tree by Erykah Badu. Both very groovy, very good stuff. And now it's time for a PSA. And it's good, because we've got someone that can actually speak to this. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music. Counting trucks, or watching, oh, sing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color. Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. And it's, this is a great, I chose this one specially because we've got a kid in the studio. And, you know, this PSA is telling us to encourage their creativity, or, you know, and their curiosity. So, you know, let's try it out. I think this is a really good learning opportunity for everybody. So this is Francis Chambers.
You can call me Francie.
Francie. Okay. Wow. Quite a voice you've got, Francie.
Thanks.
Tell me just, you know, what are you curious about?
I really like counting trucks and thinking about stoplights and
well, that's perfect.
Sing along to the music in cars.
I can't believe that they predicted it perfectly. Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like to listen to in the car?
Well, I really, really like, it's a really hard question.
Really? I wouldn't think it is, but okay.
I really like Point and Kill by Little Sims.
Whoa.
And I also really like Apple Tree by Erykah Badu.
Whoa. Well, I think we're going to get along great, Frankie. Were you listening to the show?
I was in here, so yes.
Oh, were these the first... Are these the only songs that you know? Do you know other songs?
I know lots of songs.
It kind of sounds like these... Because I asked for your favorite songs you like to, you know, listen to in the car.
Yeah,
you go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Was this your first time hearing them?
No, I listen to them every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those two specifically?
Yeah.
The ones that I... That's fascinating. Okay, where do you drive? Where do you go?
Yeah, so I actually drive. My parents let me drive.
Oh, I meant ride in the car, but okay, you drive.
I do drive, yeah.
Oh.
I don't drive in this neighborhood anymore because I heard from an expert that there's really mean robins around.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been hearing the same thing. People are talking about it.
Mm-hmm. But I really like to drive to Manchester by the Sea.
That is near here. You did name a place.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
I really, really, really like to drive to the King of Staten Island.
Staten Island is a place that I don't think you can drive to, but okay.
I really, really like to drive to Chicago.
That's pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
You've driven all the way to Chicago?
I didn't. Yeah, it's... Yeah, yes. I also...
It's like a 14-hour drive.
Really like to drive to Waitrose and... Hamilton.
I see. Hamilton, is that a place?
It's a place, yeah. It's right around here, Hamilton.
Okay.
You actually didn't know that?
Let me guess. Do you also like to drive to Oklahoma?
Yes, I love to.
I see what's happening here. So you like musical theater. That's awesome.
I feel like this is on you for bringing an 8-year-old into the studio.
There is so much you could do. Here's... Shut up, my mom's calling. Is that what it's called?
Shut up, my mom's calling by Hotel
Kinda
Ugly.
Perfect.
This wasn't great.
I just wanna rewind. I haven't seen you in a long time. You got me feeling so lonely. Even when you come through, I can tell that it isn't you. So baby, bring it in closely. Hate the way I love you, but you're so sweet. I always find a way to say the wrong things. I wish that we were laying in the same sheets. But lately you've been acting like you hardly know me.
Watching me, watching me,
baby,
watching
come.
Me.
Oh, baby,
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. That was Surfer from Vampire Weekend's new album. Honestly, hot take, Vampire Weekend might be the new Beatles, but you didn't hear it from here. Joining us today, though, we have a very, 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 very special guest, all the way from Dusseldorf, Germany. His name is... actually, why don't you tell us your name?
My name is Lars.
Yeah, Lars Kreikendorf. And
Lars Kreikendorf.
He is an expert in acrylic nails. He has done some of famous acrylic nails that you've seen in the Met Gala, that you've seen on at the Oscars. Yeah. Just really, really good at his craft. So, Lars, please, please tell us about your craft. Give us some information, some insight.
Well, you know what they say. We have a phrase in Germany. In America, you say, "Windows are the eyes to the soul." In Germany, we say, "The fingernails are the doors to the heart."
That's beautiful.
Yeah. The fingernails are the door to the heart. So that's the philosophy that I bring to my acrylic nail craft. And I try to bring out a person's true character.
Hmm. So in your nailing, do you go to the person? Okay. In your art, do you get to know the person before you do their nails?
Oh, it is an intimate process. It consists of 10 days, no more, no less. 10 days. Where we just stare into each other's eyes, no talking.
How long a day?
8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. So this is serious stuff.
Yeah. We only put up a shield to eat. Because, you know, we have a phrase in Germany. When you open your mouth, you let the the devil in.
Wow, that's a good phrase.
So I try not to see them when they're eating, because that is their worst self. So we put up a shield, then we remove it, 8 hours a day.
Wow. That's a grueling process.
Yeah.
It seems like you've trained for years on this. So where did you train?
I trained in Moscow.
Moscow,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. They have great nails there.
That's a hub.
They have great nails. The Russians are born with a very specific chemistry to their nails, which make it just a delight. They're like canvas. A canvas, I say.
Dare I say, you are the Salvador Dali of our generation.
I've been liking more to a Picasso sort of character, but Dali's okay.
So, moving on.
Dali was a fascist, and I try to separate myself from that strain of politics.
Good to hear.
Being a German.
Great to hear. Moving on. One of my last questions here. Who was the most famous person that you have made your canvas, let us say? Tell me about that experience.
My most recent project was Jojo Siwa, and it was a beautiful process. I really got to know her during those 10 days. I really saw into her soul. And there is nothing there.
Well, let it be known.
There is nothing there. And so I let her fingernails go raw. Naked in the world.
And I remember seeing the headlines. What a statement that was.
Yeah.
That is just... Yeah. That epitomizes your genius. Because many would say, oh, wow, he didn't do anything. But no.
No.
You 10 days.
That was the statement.
80 hours. You took that and you decided this is what needs to be said.
Absolutely nothing. Wow, good to hear from you, Lars. That was really fascinating.
A very strong take on Jojo Siwa.
Next up, I think we're going to hear Wild by Spoon.
Great song.
Thank you.
Wow, what a show it has been. That was Wild by Spoon.
A wild ride.
Thanks for being here, Xavier. Thanks for being here, Seamus.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Frankie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
God. And that's everybody?
Yeah, that's everybody over here. And also, it was great to have you on the show, Crash.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
And
look me up on Wattpad.
I will. I've always been wanting
Crash Bandicoot fan fiction. That's how you find me.
And Lars, it was great to have you on as well.
Yeah, yeah. Danke.
Danke to you.
Danke. Wow, great show. Maybe we'll be here a little bit longer. I don't know if somebody is coming in for a show afterwards, so we might just stick around for a little bit. But let's play it out in case somebody is coming in with Digital Love by Daft Punk.
We'll miss you.